What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled What the Prophet Muhammad Did to the Jews of Medina When They Were Caught Red-Handed After Causing Fasad, aka Corruptions. Now, as you guys have probably heard by now, YouTube, which is obviously a Zionist slash Jewish entity, they're now saying, oh, it's okay to post videos about Scamarona. It's okay to question the efficacy of masks. It's okay to say that the vaccines really didn't work. It's okay to say that the lockdowns were horrible, not just for the economy, but for the well-being of the people. Now, during the heydays of Scamarona, guys, if you can remember, if you said anything negative about Scamarona, anything different than what the government told you, not only will you get banned from YouTube, you might lose your business license, your law license, your medical license. A lot of doctors lost their medical license, and you might even get thrown in prison, which actually happened in Australia, if you question the government narrative. Now, the Zionists are like, we're sorry, so sorry. So the question is, what happened? Well, the answer is in the Quran. God in the Quran tells the Jews, you're always kindling the fire of war. I am always extinguishing that fire for you. Scamarona, as we all know, should have been the real deal. Scamarona should have actually killed billions of people, and if it had gone to plan, the Jews would have been super duper successful. But again, God in the Quran says, you're always kindling the fire of war, I'm always extinguishing it for you. And when God does step in, he steps in when the enemy of God, the Jews, are at their most vulnerable. Now, if you go back to the story of Prophet Yosef, Prophet Yosef was sold into slavery by his 10 wicked brothers. And he obviously, you know, grew up in Egypt. And his father, Israel, you know, Israel is a lineage, guys. There never was a state called Israel. Israel is a lineage from the noble prophet Yaqub, aka Prophet Israel. Okay, this lineage includes me, Jesus, and King David. It doesn't include Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros. They can have all the Israeli citizenships they want, doesn't make them Israelites, and it definitely doesn't make them chosen people, let alone Semites. So the prophet Joseph, when he finally met his 10 wicked brothers, for those of you guys who don't know the story or need a little bit of remembrance, in the promised land, there was a great famine. And at the time, we all know the story, Egypt had 7 years of great harvest, followed 7 years of great famine. And thanks to Prophet Joseph, during the 7 years of great harvest, Prophet Joseph was able to build grain refineries where they were able to store grains and stuff like that to survive the 7 years of famine. Obviously, in the Holy Land, that did not happen for them, so they had to go to Egypt. So the 10 wicked brothers of Prophet Joseph, they went to Egypt to beg for grains. And when they arrived in Egypt, guess who they met? Prophet Yosef. See, Prophet Yosef, he knew who they were. They did not know who he was. They didn't know that Prophet Yosef pretty much was the second most powerful person in all of Egypt. If Prophet Yosef wanted, he could have went off with their heads and all 10 of them would have died right there on the scene. But he took pity on them. Now, the $1 trillion question that has to be asked is, are you Americans gonna take pity on the Jews when you finally realize the great extent of their facade, aka corruptions? Now, if you go back to the story of Prophet Muhammad and the Jews of Medina, if you guys go on Google and you type in Prophet Muhammad, Jews of Medina. The Jews are gonna lie. They say that the Prophet Muhammad woke up one day and he decided to murder the Jews of Medina because, well, he had nothing going on that day and he just decided to murder the Jews of Medina for no reason at all. Now, the reality of the matter, guys, is that the Jews of Medina had a pact with the Muslims. You see, Medina became the de facto capital of the Muslims. Now, Islam started in Mecca. You know where the big black box in the middle of the desert is? That's Mecca. Islam started there. However, the pagans of Mecca really hated the Muslims. And why do pagans hate Muslims? I'm gonna tell you why. There was a video uploaded on MGTOW TV a couple of days ago. It's only like 20 seconds long, but it shows you why people hate Islam. A group of feminists started to protest in Afghanistan. Guess what the Taliban did? They took out their guns and they started shooting at them. Mission accomplished. See, this is how you guys know Islam is the truth, the way, when Muslims shoot at feminists rather than enabling them, empowering them, and encouraging them to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. So this is why Islam is hated by people who are mufsiduna fil ard. They caused corruption through the land. So the Muslims, they went to Medina where they were welcomed by the natives. And then, you know, there were Jews in Medina because I've been to Medina before. Medina is a very, very good climate to harvest dates. You know, for those of you who don't know dates, I actually had a date with me, but I think I ate it. Oh, well. You can go online and type in fucking dates for all I know. So the Jews of Medina, they were actually taking advantage of the Arabs. They were charging them an extraordinary amount of interest, aka riba, aka usury. For those of you guys who don't know how interest works, is, for example, I'm gonna lend you $100, you give me back $120. That's how interest, aka riba, aka usury, works. So when the Prophet Muhammad went to Medina and he became the de facto ruler of Medina, or leader, because everybody was looking up to him, he said, hey man, we will pay you Jews the principal amount. We're not gonna pay you riba, we're not gonna pay you usury, we're not gonna pay you interest. You know, all of you goyim out there, you know, who are paying mortgages, credit card payments, student loans, you are getting fucked in the ass by the Jews because you're paying interest, aka riba, aka usury. You know, if we had Sharia law, there would be no interest charges on anything. And this is one of the reasons why Jews hate Islam, because they can't make easy money off of goyim. So the Prophet Muhammad, when he grew in popularity in Medina, he struck a pact with the Jews of Medina. Okay, see, the Jews of Medina were to remain neutral in the case of the Muslims of Medina versus the pagans of Mecca. The pagans of Mecca, they didn't want Islam to grow because obviously Islam is bad for business. So what they wanted to do is that they wanted to destroy Medina. They wanted to destroy the Muslims of Medina, like put an end to Islam once and for all. So the Jews of Medina, even though they made a pact with the Prophet Muhammad to remain neutral, they actually secretly made a double pact with the pagans of Mecca, where the pagans of Mecca, they will attack Medina from the outside, and the Jews will attack the Muslims from within. Obviously, if that plan would have went as planned, kind of like how Scamarona would have went as planned, the Jews would have gotten what they wanted. But again, what does God in the Quran say to the dirty Jews? You're always kindling the fire of war, and I am always extinguishing it for you. So at the last minute, the pagans of Mecca, even though they were outside Medina, they abandoned their plans to attack Medina. And when that happened, guess what happened? The Prophet Muhammad caught the Jews red-handed preparing to kill him and the Muslims. So, what did the Jews say to the Prophet Muhammad? They said, "We're sorry, so sorry." What do you think the Prophet Muhammad did to the Jews? Was he like, "Oh, you know, Jews are gonna do things up. It's all fun and dandy, like cotton candy." Nope. He chopped off all their heads, okay? And not only did the Prophet Muhammad chop off the heads of all the Jews of Medina, he said to the Jews of the Arabian Peninsula, "I plan on expelling you from the Arabian Peninsula." And I think it was under the command of Umar ibn Khattab where the Jews ultimately were kicked out of the Arabian Peninsula. And that's when the Muslims became a superpower at that point. You see, guys, whenever you kick the Jews out of your country, you automatically become a superpower. You know, amazing how that one works, right? So when it comes to the situation we have here in America, the Jews are responsible for everything wrong and bad. There's reports that mask wearing for kids, it caused kids to be mentally retarded. They have developed autism, okay? Imagine your kid, 4, 5, 6 years old, having to wear a mask, and now your kid's brain hasn't properly developed, and your kid is going to be a fucking retard slash spurg slash autistic for the rest of your of their life. You know, how many businesses have went out of business and they're not coming back? You know, they say that the lockdowns killed more people than Scamarona itself, because a lot of people, they committed suicide, you know. What did I tell you guys? If it's up to the Jews, they would much rather have you committing suicide than anything else. Because at the end of the day, man, the Jews want Hugo Yim dead. That's the ultimate plan of the Jews, to kill as many Goyim as possible. If they can kill 90% of the Goy population, that's the ultimate goal. So this is why the Jews, they wanted Scamarona to be deadly. This is why they wanted your kids to wear masks. This is why they want to give you the fake vaccine that's killing, you know, perfectly fit people with fucking fake heart attacks and, you know, shit like that. Well, not a fake heart attack, but an induced heart attack, which obviously is fake because 30-year-old healthy kids, not kids, but healthy young adults, they don't get heart attacks, okay? You know, I'm fucking 41. I'm obese. Well, I'm not fat, but, you know, you can say that, I guess. I go on the treadmill every day now and then, man. You know, I should be keeling over. But yet, we have fucking football stars, soccer stars, Olympians, fuck tennis players dying because of the Scamarona vaccine. So, the question that has to be asked is, what are the American people going to do when they realize that the Jews are behind everything wrong and bad? Now, I'm not telling you guys out there to go all Prophet Muhammad on the Jews, but I understand. So, the question that you guys have to ask yourself who are watching this, what do you and I do for the time being? You guys need to understand, man, a lot of people out there, Goyim included, need to die, okay? When Jesus comes back, God in the Quran says only the Salahun, only the righteous can be around when Jesus comes back, okay? These people who took the vaccine, these people who put masks on, a lot of people out there, they are, I'm not going to call them bad people, but they're not worthy to be in the presence of the Son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. So a lot of people have to die in the next couple of years. Can you imagine fucking Shaniqua twerking in front of Jesus? Guys, when Jesus comes back, we're not gonna have these hoochie mamas. We're not gonna, the type of corruption that we're seeing on the internet now, guys, we're not gonna have this corruption when the Son of Mary comes back. So a lot of people have to die in the upcoming future. So what do you and I do? Well, first of all, what have I been telling you guys all along? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, okay? I'm moving MGTOW TV overseas. Right now, I'm speaking to lawyers in Hungary and Romania. Hopefully, I'll make the move before the end of the year. I'm gonna get my residency permit in Mexico, God willing. I'm gonna renew my Egyptian passport. You know, I'm an Egyptian citizen, so I don't even have to renew my Egyptian passport. I'm just gonna do it anyway in case I need to travel with it. But at the end of the day, guys, I'm good, man. I can go into Mexico and disappear, and everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy for me, man. So you guys out there, man, you need to start making preparations to leave the West. You actually need to have those preparations already set, not starting to make them. Because God in the Quran says, Ardullahi wasa, God's land is wide, okay? So for all the people out there who are saying, oh, shit is gonna, things are gonna get really bad in America, go to fucking Mexico, bro. Where I was in San Cristobal, man, guys, you can rent an apartment for $300 to $400 a month in San Cristobal, okay? You can eat for $6 a day in San Cristobal. I showed you what I eat, okay? I buy 1 kilo of chicken, which is like 2.25 pounds for 80 pesos. That's what, $4? $4 for chicken, okay? And I'm a big guy. I mean, most of you guys would need like a pound of chicken. You don't even need fucking 2 pounds of chicken. But, you know, I tend to eat a lot. So in my case, chicken for the day, $4. You can buy vegetables right there in the indigenous people market, your veggies. You can even get avocados as well for like $1. Big, nice avocados. So for $6 a day, guys, you can eat like a king in fucking San Cristobal, you know? So let's say $500 rent, $6 to eat, 6 times 30, that's 200. $700, guys. If you guys were making $800 a month, you will be living good in San Cristobal, okay, guys? You know, so you guys have to start using your brain and saying, okay, how can I make $800 a month? How can I make a break $800 down by the week? Okay, how much is $800 by the week? $200, right? How much is $200 by the day? That's like $30. $30 by the hour, that's $1.50 per hour. You can't make $1.50 per hour, man. Go on Fiverr, guys. Go on Give, Send, Bro, and start selling something, you know. Maybe you sell fucking consultations. We only take 5% from you, you know? Maybe you start live streaming. Maybe if you guys were popular like TFM or even a quarter as popular as TFM, you'd be living good in San Cristobal. So you guys out there, start using your mind. How can I make $1,000 a month? I'm telling you guys, as somebody who traveled all over the world, okay? If you make $1,000 a month, okay? You will live good in Eastern Europe. You will live good in Latin America. You will live good in Southeast Asia if you make $1,000 a month, okay? So start using your freaking brain, guys, okay? We just can't sit on our asses and say, oh, goodness me, things are gonna get bad. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Start using your motherfucking brain, guys. And even though as a U.S. citizen, we have to pay taxes on everything we do worldwide. Guys, if you have a good lawyer in the country that you are living in, and you have a good lawyer back here in America, your tax burden is going to be greatly minimized, maybe even non-existent. So that's something you guys have to keep in mind. Just because you say, fuck you, America, and you're gone, you're still going to pay taxes, unless, of course, you give up your citizenship, okay? I can give up my American citizenship because I already got the Egyptian citizenship. But I'm not going to do that simply because, well, I can do that. But again, we have good lawyers, okay? I'm talking to a lawyer in fucking Romania, Bulgaria, maybe, Hungary. We have a good lawyers here in America. So my tax burden, guys, is going to be minimal to non-existent here in America, God willing, of course. So the point that I want to get to you guys is that the Jews have been humiliated by God, okay? They have been caught red-handed. They're now backtracking, okay, but you goyim have not yet registered in your brain the extent of damage, of fasad, that the Jews have caused here in America. These kids who are wearing the masks, they're going to be mentally retarded for the rest of their lives. The people who took this Camarona vaccine, guess what, man? They're going to end up dead soon, okay? These businesses that went out of business, they're not going to come back. Student loans, even though Biden says he's going to forgive them, he doesn't even have the constitutional authority to do that. People are still going to have to pay interest on the student loans. People are going to still have to pay interest on their mortgages. What happens if you cannot pay your high interest mortgage on your house? They fucking kick you out of the house and take your house from you. Food shortage. Guys, we're going to see a lot of bad things happen within the next 2 years, okay? I'm going to say by the spring, which is, the spring is what, like a half a year from now, if you think about it? Within a half a year from now, guys, that's when we're going to go down, okay? That's when we're going to go down. Now, how bad are we going to go down? How quickly are we going to go down? That's the question that we have to be asking ourselves, okay? After the November election, guys, you need to have your plan B to be your plan A, okay? Like I said, in the next month to 2 months, okay, before the November elections, I want my Mexican residency, I want my Egyptian passport renewed, I want my businesses moved overseas. Guys, I live in South Florida. Cancun is fucking 500 miles away. If I have to charter a fucking plane to get to Cancun, I'll do it. If I have to fucking, you know, take a boat and go to Cancun, I'll do it, okay? You guys out there need to have your plan B to get into fucking Mexico, because the Jews, they're not gonna go down easy, man. The Jews are gonna come back with more facade. And you guys need to understand, man, what the Jews are doing by our standards as people who get their morals from the God of Abraham, it's facade, it's corruption. But you guys need to understand, Jews don't worship the God of Abraham. Jews worship Satan. They worship the Shaitan, okay? Jews are Satan worshippers. So to the Jews, homosexuality, sexual perversion, usury, corruption, to them, all that is righteousness. You see, the Jews hate people like me and you. People like me and you who get their morals from God, they hate us because they view us as the corrupt ones. You see, Jews view themselves as the Salihun, as the righteous one, as the righteous people. In fact, God in the Quran says the Jews will say, we are the Salihun, we are the righteous. But in reality, they are causing corruption. But again, God also in the Quran says, La Yasharun, the Jews, La Yasharun, meaning they don't perceive what they're doing. And of course, the Jews do not perceive what they're doing as corruption because their morals come from Satan. Satan is the true God of the Jews. This is why we have sexual perversion, homosexuality, usury, because it all comes from Satan. Coincidentally, guys, this is why in the Quran, God says, when you deal with the Satan worshippers, you exterminate them. You know, when God says to exterminate the kafar, he's not talking about fucking Shaniqua who twerks in the middle of the street. He's not talking about John who gets drunk like a skunk. He's talking about the kafar. You know, the best definition of a kafir is by the Jewish priest Yossi Mizrahi. A kafir is somebody who covers up the truth. That's what the Jewish people do. They cover up the truth. The Jews know about Islam. They know what the truth is from the moral perspective. They just cover it up with their laws and orders from the Shaitan, from Satan, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, you need to ask yourself, am I on Team God or Team Satan? Okay, those are the only two options you have. There's no such thing as an atheist. If you say, well, I'm an atheist, you're on Team Satan. That's just how it is, man. So the people on Team God are the ones who are gonna be saved because they are the Salihun, okay? So you, on Team God, you have to start making a stand, and that stand is get the fuck out of the West, because punishment is gonna come for the West in general, America in particular. I'm telling you guys, this country is gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima, probably worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, if you think about it, you know, what was the biggest problem Sodom and Gomorrah had going on? Homosexuality, right? Here, we have everything. We have homosexuality, we have transvestites, I mean, shit, even the people of Sodom and Gomorrah didn't make it a right for a man and a woman, for a man and a man to get married. Here, we did that. So America is gonna get Nagasaki, Hiroshima, worse than any other civilization in the history of humankind. So your job again, guys, get the fuck out of the West, okay? Make that preparation right now. Guys, your preparations already should have been set. You guys take me for example, okay? Let's say Biden goes off the railing and he says, if you didn't take the Scamarona vaccine, I'm gonna shoot you in the back of the head. I'm gone. I'm a dual citizen. I can go back to Egypt. Fuck you, Joe Biden. I can go into Mexico. Guys, I'm letting you guys know right now, okay? The quickest way to get, like, permanent residency in Mexico is live with a woman. Just letting you all know, in Mexico, believe it or not, in Mexico, they have common law marriage. So you don't even have to get married to a woman on paper. If you live with a woman in Mexico, they'll give you the resident, they'll give you permanent residency, they'll give you the residence permit. And another thing, guys, if you have a child born on American soil, if you have a child born on Mexican soil, boom, not only will they give you the residency permit, but they'll put you on the path to become a Mexican citizen, okay? And you know, the Mexican border is very big. I told you, know, you guys saw me driving in and out of the Mexican border, right? You know, you guys can just drive on to the Mexican border, man. Drive into Mexico, you know, find some chick who's a decent looking chick, you know, she's all right, you know, live with her in a common law, get her pregnant. You know, that's like worst case scenario if you're like, oh shit, I can't go back to America. I'm just giving you guys options out there because I'm really sick and tired of people who say, oh, it's over for the West. Whoa, whoa, was me. It's like, dude, you have tons of fucking options. Exercise one of them. But a lot of you guys out there, man, you just don't want to get off your ass and, you know, fucking do what I did. I'm not going to sit here and lie, you know. Doing what I did, making an online business. Granted, MGTOW TV is losing money, but hopefully we take care of that in the near future. But if you guys have to fucking drive DoorDash, Uber, 15 hours a day, live in your fucking car, I did that, by the way, fucking do it, okay? If you have to travel overseas, meet lawyers in person, fucking do it. If you have to go south of the border, you know, hop on a plane, go to a mountain town in the middle of nowhere, fucking do it, man. Get the fuck out of your comfort zone, guys. Stop watching YouTube. Stop eating Cheetos. Stop playing video games. Do the do. Anyway, guys, that's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.